Sam, there are several groups around the region working on lists of Black-owned businesses for people to support. Let's start first on the South Coast. The list of Black-owned businesses in New Bedford is already approaching nearly 100.
Yeah, I spoke with Justina Perry, who started the page Buy Black New Bedford. Perry is Black herself. She's a physical therapist, actually furloughed during the pandemic. When George Floyd was killed by Minneapolis police, she wanted to get involved, like many people, but she had recently given birth and was kind of afraid that if she attended a rally, she might bring the virus home to her newborn. So instead, she started Buy Black New Bedford. She says it's her way of helping to close the racial wealth gap.
So her site is up and running, and what has been the reaction from folks on the South Coast?
Perry tells me she's had a lot of positive feedback from people who, you know, come across the website and who use it, but also a lot from store owners. She connected me with a mother-daughter team that runs Celia's Boutique in downtown New Bedford. Celia Brito runs a store with her daughter, Tanya Alves, and they're excited about, you know, Buy Black New Bedford. Celia's opened in the early 2000s selling women's professional clothing, kind of skirt suits and pantsuits, things like that. They've been successful, but said they sometimes wonder if certain people don't shop at their stores because they're a Black woman. But they're more troubled by the lack of diversity among businesses in downtown New Bedford. Here's Alice with her mother chiming in.
As a Black person, you are always aware of, am I the only Black business here? I see all of the other white businesses. Am I the only Black person in this room? And I think that is something that, you know, as a Black person.
Are we not sharing the same amount of foot traffic because of our color? Those thoughts do cross your mind.
But I did get a sense that they are hopeful with the Buy Black New Bedford website and this new movement. They hope that it could encourage more Black-owned businesses to open, and hope it could also allow Black-owned businesses to be more successful.
There's also a similar list of Black-owned businesses being compiled on the Cape, right?
Yeah, this is also a pretty big list, close to 200 shops and other Black-owned businesses. I spoke with Tara Vargas Wallace, who is still putting it together. It's not finished yet, but she's hoping to put it out soon. Wallace is from the Cape and is of Puerto Rican descent. She's married to an African-American man, and they're raising three children. When George Floyd was killed by police, she was also highly motivated, and she helped organize and kind of attend rallies. And starting the website was just one way where she saw where she could help. Wallace says buying from Black-owned businesses is a direct way people can address systematic inequality.
The reason why it's so important is because of historic and systemic discrimination. Also, to close the racial wealth gap, job creation, to celebrate Black and people of color, our culture, and the fact that it serves our communities, and to lift these communities up.
Wallace worked with the Chamber and other community members to compile the list. Like the other websites, she also got permission from the business owners. There were some reservations from owners having their names on these lists from the organizers that I spoke with in the region. Some fear, you know, it might somehow take away business, and others are afraid it could open them up to racism. But it's safe to say that the vast majority like the extra exposure.
What about on the islands? Martha's Vineyard has historically been a popular tourist destination for Black tourists, and there is already a published list of Black-owned businesses on the vineyard.
Yeah, a website called Experience Martha's Vineyard that was actually started about a year ago. India Rose started the website. She's a Black business owner on the vineyard herself, raising a family as well. She says the website was used more as a way to connect African-American tourists coming to the island to Black-owned businesses. Like with the New Bedford website, Rose did say that there has been quite a bit of more traffic to the website, which she thinks can be, you know, attributed to maybe white shoppers looking to support Black-owned businesses. I spoke with a few businesses on the vineyard, and similar to New Bedford, some are troubled by this lack of representation in the area. But some are, you know, encouraged by a number of protests on the island recently. And with these websites bringing awareness to businesses and what seems like a new movement to support Black culture, they say they felt at least a little hopeful for the future of the Black business community on the island.
Sam, there is a lot more information that you found out in your reporting, and all of that is available on our website, where we also have links to the web pages that we've talked about. So find that, capeandislands.org. WCAI reporter Sam Houghton, thanks a lot.
Thank you.